Hello, everyone, and welcome here to our 2025-2026 basketball locker room chats. Here we're diving in with boys head coach Heath Wettstein from the Troy Trojans, taking over first year as the head coach. Of course, plenty of years here as the assistant coach in the program. Actually, 3-0 when coming in as an interim, but 1-0 here to start the season as the official head coach of the program. A big 69-58 win over Valley Falls. But, you know, kind of real quick before we dive into that game and the season in general, what was that off season like for you and your team and getting these boys, you know, prepared for this year?
Luckily we had, we've got five seniors that are great kids. They were very easy to transition because they knew me, good workers. It was a little bit tricky, with a short season for me, getting them ready into the way we wanted to change a few things, but, they're good basketball players and good learners.
Yeah, and you talk about those basketball players specifically, you know, the performance they had last night against Valley Falls, again, a team that made a run to the state tournament last year in 2A, and you take them down 69-58. You look at some of those stat performances. Henry Geiger, a 6'3" senior, one of the five that you just mentioned that are on your team. He finished with 24 points, but also don't forget Engelman. He had a 23-point performance, and then also the 6'1" junior, Caston Jasper, he put on a 9-point performance as well. So, you know, kind of highlight some of those performers from that game there for you, and, you know, what they're going to bring as the season continues.
Yeah, Henry's a college commit. He's going to play at Doan in the future. A hard worker, very aggressive, pretty good down low, pretty good shooter. Hunter, he had a couple injuries in earlier in his career that kind of held him back, but he's really this year, and I knew he had a chance at really being a productive scorer this year for us. Caston didn't shoot it particularly well from the outside, but he facilitated well and got to the basket pretty good. Caden Rosenberger, always solid, didn't shoot the ball very much, but did a great job defensively. And Colt Jensen, off the bench, Colt Jensen had a big night last night. We had a little foul trouble with Sawyer Ashburn and Colton Ludke, and Colt had a really good stretch. Lane Hartman came in and hit a big three as well. But, overall, good night for us.
And we talk about this season in general. It's going to be kind of a tough year. Not that it's going to be a down year for your group. You actually have a really great team this season, but it's a matter of your opponent and the sub-state, you know, how that's going to work out. You know, you're facing a lot of great opponents early on. You're going to face a lot of tough opponents when February comes. So, you know, it's kind of important here that you take on this early slate of play and you kind of grind out these games. And again, you kind of start building this confidence in those guys as, you know, you have one of the top-ranked teams in the lower class coming up here on Thursday against Hanover.
Yeah, we've got an unbelievably tough schedule. We're not going to back down from it. We'll play everybody as hard as we can, and we'll have a good shot at all these games. But, Hanover's going to be a tough stretch here tomorrow, and then following them up Friday night with a very good Hiawatha team. So we're going to find out a little bit about ourselves. I think we did a little bit last night. Hopefully we can build on that and, knock down some shots.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Of course, we'll talk every single week here on these coaches' shows. Next time, we'll kind of talk about the next couple games that you're going to be playing here, Hanover, Troy, Hanover, Hiawatha, and then Jackson Heights next Tuesday. We'll recap all those next Wednesday. But again, Coach, good luck on all these upcoming matches here for you, and I can't wait to talk to them next week with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I look forward to it. Go Trojans.
That was head coach of the boys basketball team for the Troy Trojans in Heath Wettstein, looking to improve off a 14-7 year last season. This Troy's Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.